There will be another role play in the 2024 national elections after think tank the Rivonia Circle confirmed that it is launching a political movement to contest the 2024 elections. The organization says it's looking for leaders with a track record of solutions and not promises. Joining us on the line, we have Chairperson Songizo Zibi. Songizo, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Sulman, and thank you very much for having me.
So I'm sure many would be interested to know, what's the difference between a political party and a political movement, as you prefer to call yourself?
So this was debated extensively on Saturday. We had about 600 people in Joburg and different parts of the country. A political movement has to concern itself with community issues, in our view, with implementing, conceiving, developing and implementing solutions at community level all the time, whether there is an election or not. They must seek to be inclusive, which means people can be part of its work, whether they are with their members of political parties or not. Their participation in the election is insofar as there is a recognition that the country is being led in the wrong direction and has been led in the wrong direction. And hence the call to action for South Africans to rise, put up their hands and take responsibility for the future of the country.
So many are skeptical about new political formations, whether it's a movement, whether it's a party. There is a feeling that the existing opposition parties need to be strengthened. How would you respond to that skepticism?
Well, there is skepticism. I agree with you. But that's where our agreement ends. Hmm. There are 28 million out of 40 million eligible voters who not vote. They don't vote for the ANC or any other political party. 28 million out of 40 million is 70% of South Africans don't vote. We have occupied ourselves with this question and asked people repeatedly in our work, and we've been to 8 of 9 provinces so far, about what would re-energize them to get back into politics. And more specifically, they explain why they are disillusioned with the concept of political parties. Why is the hierarchy, is the absence between elections, is the over-reliance on party membership, that if you join the party, then you are expected to vote for it, whether it is performing or not, etc., etc. People just don't feel that political parties in general cater to their needs. And so people have repeatedly said that they prefer a broad social movement that has got political influence and political power at the ballot. They would certainly be part of that.
Why not join up with the newcomers like Action SA and Musi Memani's movement? I can understand your argument in terms of those already established, your DA, your EFF, your ANC. But Musi and Herman and others have been saying something similar to what you're saying, that South Africans want better options.
Well, one of the things that was quite clear on Saturday was that we need to collaborate with others. For instance, one of the people that gave a message of support on the day was General Bantu Lumisa. There was Reverend Frank Chikane of Defender Democracy. There was Nishan Baltin from the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation and so on. So it is in the nature of movements not to work alone, to work together with others. But I must also warn, the first principle in the pledge that delegates adopted is to always honor the South African Constitution. Now, there are people who advocate the death penalty, Suleiman. We don't. you don't play with things like that. There are people who want to chase away foreigners and instigate violence. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, people like that cannot be part of this movement. So principles are important. The mere existence of an alternative or an opposition party does not mean one naturally aligns with it. Because without principles, you've got no identity. And you don't have something to attract people to as a consequence. So yes, we will collaborate. We've actually been for the longest time in discussions with Musi. We understand what he's doing. He understands what we're doing. And South Africans want to come together. And to the extent that we can work together, that would be really important. The last point I want to make on this, Suleiman, is that we must not be naive about who is not voting. We must be careful of assuming that because there is a new alternative, it naturally appeals to the 28 million. That 28 million remains untapped. It is a growing number. And if we want to strengthen this democracy, there's got to be somebody who can mobilize that 28 million back in. What you see, though, with breakaway political parties is cannibalization of the existing minority, the 30%, from the parties from which people come from. We've seen that in the leadership structures, in the people that get recruited, in the policy positions, and so on. And people are wary of that because they've seen it with the UDM, they've seen it with COPE, they've seen it with many other parties. They don't like it. That's why they don't vote.
Mm-hmm. What's your plan in terms of securing the necessary funding?
So before we get to the funding, let me just explain where we are.
Yeah.
The decision has been to mobilize South Africa to build a movement. We don't have a movement yet. There was a gathering this last weekend. It resolved to start building a movement. That movement will exist early next year. As soon as the target that the delegates themselves have set up, which is to mobilize hundreds of thousands of South Africans to actually sign up and say, yes, I want a movement. Because we're very careful to not say 600 people are now a movement. Nobody is going to believe that. Those 600 people and everyone they're connected to need to go out and mobilize hundreds of thousands of South Africans. Then you can say you've got a movement. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we want to cultivate a culture of small donations in South Africa. If people want a different political future and an economic future and so on, they've got to be able to put in 10 rand, 5 rand, 100 rand, 200 rand. 2 or 3 million of those make up a lot of money. We've got to inculcate that culture because part of the suspicion people have is, oh, who are your funders? We're going to give people that opportunity to do that. And the campaign platform that we are going to announce, at least the website platform, is going to have a crowdfunding option. And we will see the real commitment of South Africans to the democracy they want by donating whatever small amount they can into that work.
All right, Sangizo, thank you for your time and all the best.
Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you.
That was Sangizo Zibi, the chairman of the Rivonia Circle, talking about them launching a political movement to contest the 2024 election.